It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Home and business owners considering solar power have an opportunity to get an up-close look this weekend. The Illinois Solar Energy Association's Solar Tour is part of a national effort to highlight the growing use of solar energy. The self-guided tour is on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 a.m., or rather 3 p.m. Shannon Fulton is the director of the Illinois Business Development at Straight Up Solar and the immediate past president of the Illinois Solar Energy Association. Shannon, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
Central Illinois stops are just part of an organized effort statewide, and that what's happening in Central Illinois mirrors what's happening across the country. How big is this thing?
Yes, the National Solar Tour is happening in every state across the country, and it's sponsored by the American Solar Energy Society, ACES. And in Illinois, we have over 130 sites on the tour, on the self-guided tour.
And 5,500 buildings in 3,200 communities nationwide. What are the typical questions you get about solar?
We typically get questions related to how solar works. Is Illinois a state in which solar works well because of our long winters? How much does solar cost? When will it pay back? You know, what are my state and federal incentives? I'd say those are the primary questions that we get.
Does it work well in Illinois?
It works very well in Illinois. One little known fact is that in the middle of summer, in August, solar actually outperforms in Illinois as compared to Miami, Florida.
Really? How do you think the conversations you have with people interested in solar might differ from those on the tour, those people on the tour that might have with homeowners who have installed solar?
The tour is a great opportunity for people who have been thinking about going solar, but really need that conversation with someone who's done it, you know, rather than a salesperson, for example.
So the homeowners aren't actually selling it to these people. They're just relaying their experiences.
That's right. They're sharing their lessons learned, maybe what, you know, how they're happy with their system, what they're not happy about, what they might have done differently. Often homeowners have, you know, spreadsheets where they show their savings compared to what their proposal said, for example. And so it's a really great opportunity to just see a tested system.
Do the projections differ much from real life application of solar? Those spreadsheets that you mentioned, is there a difference sometimes?
We most often see that these systems outperform our expectations year after year.
And what do you hear from those who have decided to go with solar? What are they telling you?
They are really pleased with the performance of their systems. They begin to watch their energy use. This, you know, even though most people who go solar are very much aware of their energy use anyway and the costs associated with that, they become even more focused with how can we reduce our energy use so that our solar system goes even further on our behalf.
And what about ROI? How long before the savings in electricity bills pay for the upfront investment?
We're seeing a great ROI right now, 7 to 8 years, most commonly.
Mm-hmm. In looking at the short descriptions of homes on the tour, it looks like a lot of them are going, with solar for environmental reasons rather than the bottom line. Does that surprise you in any way?
It does surprise me that we're seeing that. That might be a difference between, you know, the timing of the tour isn't ideal for everyone. For example, it's right in the middle of harvest season. So there are a lot of, this is a rural area, right? So there are a lot of solar installations that just can't be on the tour for one reason or another. But we see, by and large, the vast majority of people going solar because of the financial bottom line.
Is there enough solar out there to actually have an impact, either in Illinois or in Central Illinois, on sort of being put toward mitigating climate change or significantly reducing carbon?
Well, every kilowatt counts, absolutely. People might be surprised to know that, Straight Up Solar alone, the company that I work for, has well over 100 systems installed in Champaign County and McLean County. So,
and that begins to add up.
It does, little by little. And that's just in the last year and a half.
There are a couple of homes in McLean County people can stop by on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Can you tell me about Heather Everett's solar installation?
Their installation is 4.4 kilowatts, 16 solar modules at 275 watts each. They are near Ewing Park. So this is a family who has gone solar. Right in the heart of the community. And they went solar as part of the Bloomington Normal Group Solar Program that ended last year. And their payback would have been within that 7 to 8 year time frame, and that 4.4 kilowatts is in the range of a typical system size. Our average size during the Bloomington Normal program was closer to 7.
So that's a typical system size. Can you contextualize that for me a little bit? Does that cover the average energy use of a home, of a typical home?
It very much depends on how much energy use, of course, that home has. It not necessarily linked to the size of the home. Mm-hmm. So for a 4.4 kilowatt system, might be able to, for the standard home, offset, you know, closer to half of an energy usage. But for this home, depending on the efficiency, internal efficiencies of the home, it might offset more.
And what about Mary and Hank Campbell in rural McLean County? Not a typical home. It was built to be energy efficient, but maybe a fairly typical solar installation?
Fairly typical solar installation. Their system is 6.4 kilowatts, so that's getting up there closer to our average. 275 watt panels. They, Hank and Mary are such wonderful advocates in the community as well, very much involved in volunteer work. And so this installation was very much mission aligned for them. And they had the perfect roof for it, due south facing, no shading. I think they're just very, very pleased with its performance.
I mean, they're practically off the grid because they have geothermal as well.
They have geothermal. The house was built with very thick insulated walls, and they're very pleased.
You mentioned the straight-up solar group buy last year. Are there similar incentives now that could help bring the price of an installation down?
There are really strong state incentives that were in place then that are still in place today, and we're very much interested in running a second phase of the Bloomington Normal program. And the good thing, one of the other real benefits is with the Future Energy Jobs Act recently passed at the end of last year, the solar renewable energy credits, that's the state incentive, it's a production-based incentive, those credit values are very strong. The Illinois Power Agency recently published their first draft of the long-term renewable resources plan associated with the programs in the Future Energy Jobs Act, and the table summarizing all the solar renewable energy credit payment values shows those values being as high or higher than they were during the group solar program. Hmm.
There's a history of declining prices for solar panels. What about the prices? Have they stabilized? Are they edging up? Are they still declining?
We're in an interesting time right now with the Federal Trade Commission case that's being debated right now. And
what are the details? What is that case? I'm not familiar with it.
Generally speaking, it involves the potential tariff being placed on imported modules, and so we should know in November more details on the decisions on that case.
A lot of these panels are coming from China.
A lot of them are. That's right. And so this is a case that is vying to add a tariff on modules coming in from China, for example, and South Korea, for example, and some other areas. But if this case goes through and a tariff is applied, we'll see module prices go up. They're already going up right now in anticipation of a decision.
And in part also, aren't they going up because China is sort of holding on to a lot of these panels because they have a big solar push in their country?
They do definitely have a big solar push. But honestly, it wasn't until this trade case was announced that prices started to go up.
So how closely tied are the prices of panels to the decision to pull the trigger and sign on the dotted line for solar installation? Can incentives sort of mitigate some of that?
Incentives will definitely mitigate some of that. I actually see the largest impact on the U.S. Solar capacity being on larger PV systems, larger solar systems. So commercial industrial utility scale will feel the impacts of a tariff more than residential.
And a reminder again about the self-guided tour. Some homes in McLean County, more than a few in central Illinois, and it runs on Saturday.
Saturday, 10 to 3. For more information on where those homes are that will be open for this self-guided tour, go to illinoisolartour.org.
All right, Shannon, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Shannon Fulton is the director of the Illinois Business Development at Straight Up Solar and the immediate past president of the Illinois Solar Energy Association. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM. GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.